Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics podcast. Don Munson, along with our head men's soccer coach, Mike Noonan. We visited with Eddie Radwanski on the women's side last week, so only natural for us to come over here and visit with Mike here this week. Matter of fact, he's coming off of a first exhibition game, got one coming up, and then we'll have the season opener against South Carolina on the 30th of the month. We'll talk all about that here on the program, but first and foremost, it's here. You've had the guys out practicing. You've got an exhibition game under your belt. The, 2019 season is just right in front of us.
Yeah, I think everybody's really excited to get going. It's been a very good week of practice. The new players have done a great job of, incorporating themselves into the team. And I think that, the returning players are approaching match fitness, and we had a good game last night. Anytime you win on the road, it is something to celebrate.
Yeah, we'll talk about a 3-1 victory over Coastal in an exhibition game in Conway. So you traveled actually down to Conway for that. And you talk about the blend that you're always trying to figure out here in preseason. You have, eight new faces, I think seven freshmen and a transfer that are on the squad, trying to blend in with what you have coming back. And that's what you're trying to do right now, build a little chemistry.
Yeah, it's funny because we have a number. Last year we had 14 new players, and we've got eight that added this year. So, very similar to our football team. We've got about 70 to 80% of the squad are freshmen or sophomores, and it showed at times last night. But it's great because you can see that we're going to need some patience, but at the same point, there's such potential in this group, and we're excited to get the season kicked off. But we've got another week and a half of work to do that is definitely needed.
Well, you talk about when you have that kind of turnover too, in just 2 years' time. I mean, as a head coach, I know you're thinking, goodness gracious, but I guess you're looking for them to play as one, but you also have great individual players that are out there, and so you kind of have to kind of balance all of that.
Yeah, balance is a key word, Don, and I think that's maybe more so in soccer than in anything else, because it is a player's game, and the players have to drive the winning, and the players have to drive the performance, because coaches, we can do it in training, but once the game starts, then it's down to the players. And having that balance, we preach balance in our team, whether it's left-footed and right-footed players, front to back, attacking players who also have to defend, defending players that have to attack, and then if you think about the sport itself, just the athletic balance you have to play the game. A lot of credit goes to Rick Francisbaugh and our strength and conditioning coach, and Milt Lauder, our sports psychologist, and Christina, our nutritionist, that all that balance comes into it as well. So the staff that I have here has done a fantastic job preparing the guys, and now we turn them over to Lindsay Ricketts in the academic area. So it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful time of year, and we're really excited about where the team is right now after a week.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the exhibition win then over Coastal. I was talking with you before we started recording. All right, I followed it on Twitter, kind of watching how things went. 3-1, you're thinking, hey, that's dominating. You're telling me maybe not so much the case.
Yeah, I think I think the game again had some balance in it. I think the ebb and flow of the game. Coastal came out. They were the and we played a little bit of a different style. They're very, very well coached, and they do what they do very well. And our guys, it took us a while to get the ball on the ground and for us to start playing. I thought after 20, 25 minutes, we started doing that, and we got our first goal, which was great. And then, about the 35th or 36th minute, we got a second goal. So we go into halftime with the 2-0 lead, which is really the most dangerous lead you can have in soccer. We talked a lot about, can we continue to put our style on their style and just absolutely, get that third goal. Beginning of the second half, we started well. We had a goal call back. Then they came into the game, and then they scored, and it was 2-1. So we answered that. The resiliency of the team is something that we're really working on in terms of what happens when the 2-1 game goes to 2-1. Can you answer it? And they did. And so some really, really positive signs. We scored a third goal on a corner kick and that kind of iced the game. But it was back and forth, and it was nip and tuck. But the neat part is we got to see a lot of players. Everybody, we took 22 players on the trip. everybody played but the backup goalkeeper and on the night. And, you know, we came away unscathed in terms of injuries. So that was good night.
All right. So as you're kind of already breaking down this thing and kind of seeing your guys going here through preseason, what are you seeing? I mean, what are you getting a feel for what kind of team this is going to be here in 2019?
Yeah, I think that the technical ability of the team is at a higher level. It's more competitive within the team for positions. The margins are very, very small from and really, if you look at the classes, there are senior players who are maybe a little bit more physically prepared for what's ahead of us. But the incoming players may be a little more technically prepared for what's ahead of us. So, again, that balance comes through. And so I think that it's going to be an exciting team. Scoring 3 goals in any game, in a soccer game, is a really good thing. And we're seeing more accuracy in the final third in terms of hitting the target and scoring goals in practice. So I think it's going to be an exciting team going forward. And I think that it's going to be something the fans are really going to enjoy watching.
And people that have watched your style of play, Mike, and by the way, 10 years. This is your 10th season. We'll talk about that as well. But, as watch the style of play that it is underneath you, and you talk about the technical part of it, usually a team that builds off the back, but you like to get in short spaces. You like the short pass, see what you can create once you're starting an attack.
Yeah, I mean, we're a ball possession team for sure. But, you don't sit on one thing. And I think that our team has to have enough variance in the way that we attack teams. And I think that this year, because of the depth of the squad, we can go with a bigger lineup. We can go with a more technical lineup. We can go with a faster lineup. And I think that those things are all going to bode well for us through the course of the year as long as we stay healthy. So, it's a great weapon for a coach to have, be able to have, again, that blend and balance and be able to select the players. And also because we play so many games in such a short period of time, having that depth to be able to maybe rest some players or not have to play as many minutes early on in the season in the congested September.
All right. If we can, I'd like to just maybe start talking about some of the guys. And I want to start on the back end because that seems where you obviously have a lot of talent. But let's start in goal first because you've got to find a guy. I'm going to guess that George Marks is going to be that guy.
Yeah, right now George is separated himself slightly from Daniel and Nolan. But the great part about all three of those guys is that they support each other so very, very well, and they compete with each other so well. Nolan's a fifth-year senior. He's been through everything, 3 ACL tears, and he's still out there playing and leading the team as a captain. Daniel played last night, 90 minutes, was really good. Had a couple of bobbles, but he was very solid, and we came home knowing that we could win championships if Daniel's in goal. But George has been has definitely separated himself in the preseason. So and he had a lot of experience last year playing 5 or 6 full matches. So and with the under 20 national team, so George is we're going to be solid in the goal.
Defenders that are going to be in front of net for you. Tanner Dietrich, to me, is Hunter Renfrow. I mean, he seems like Tanner Dietrich's been here forever.
It's funny because Sean Dawkins said the same thing last night, the coach of Coastal Carolina, when he saw him come off the bus. He goes, how long is he here for? So, yeah, Tanner's the other captain of the team and is someone that is a coach's luxury in order to be able to play him in a number of different spots. Good soccer IQ, comes from his soccer family. His dad's a coach. So, Tanner, and he instinctively knows what's required wherever you play him. So he could appear as a right back. He could appear in the central midfield. He can appear as a center back. I don't think you'll see him as a center forward or as a goalkeeper, but you may find him someplace else on the field.
All right, so talk to me a little bit about the other blend that you see back there defensively for your club.
Yeah, Malik Mbai, who's a rising senior, has had a very good career and is on the ACC watch list this year. He's coming back into full form. He had a very, very good summer. He and Oscar Ogren, who is a came in January, a Swedish central defender. I played with his dad over in Sweden many years ago, and Oscar solidified himself in that position last spring. Charlie Asensio was our starting left back last year and just keeps getting better. And on the right-hand side, there's a lot of competition right now. Justin Malou, Enrique Montana, you've got Tanner in that mix. You've got a number of people for that right back spot. But the other three places are pretty solid, but Charlie's being pushed because we've got a really talented freshman in Isaiah Reed from up in Rock Hill who can play any place on the left-hand side and is going to be a very, very good player here at Clemson.
All right, then as you get more towards midfield and as you start to get to that front line and looking for guys that can put the ball in the net, what about up front?
Well, up front, there are a number of players, and I think that we can start a number of players. We've got James Brighton, who had an ACL tear, redshirted last year, is back, played this spring, and is fit and looking real good in training. Kamari Smith has had an unbelievably great summer and is looking, really, really strong. Adrian Nunez, creative, crafty. Again, you talk about that balance. James more physical, Adrian is a little more technical, and Kamari's just athletic and can run. And like I said, I hope Dabo doesn't see him because he looks like one of his wide receivers. But anyway, there's those guys, and then Grayson Barber was our leading scorer in the springtime, and Robbie Robinson is back and healthy, and with him and James, I think those were two pieces that we missed for most of last season that we have back into the team.
Then as you take a look at the schedule, obviously just playing in the Atlantic Coast Conference is what the Atlantic Coast Conference is. You'll open up the season here on the 30th of the month against South Carolina, which will here at Historic Riggs Field, which is going to be a great way to open up the season. But the schedule is just kind of what the schedule is. I mean, it is among the most difficult that there is in the entire country.
Yeah, and again, you embrace the schedule, you embrace the pressure, you don't shy away from it. You know it's coming, and you prepare for it, and that's what we've been doing since day one of preseason. And you wouldn't have it any other way. We were walking the field yesterday over at Coastal, which is a beautiful field and really, really nice, and a couple of the upperclassmen said to the freshmen, yeah, you're going to play on better than this, and they kind of look dumbfounded, so the facilities, the competition, the places we play, the ACC network's getting on board now and starting up, and they've redone our locker room at Riggs. They've made a lot of improvements at Riggs. I mean, if you're a soccer player at Clemson, this is a really, really good time.
Well, and as Coach Sweeney likes to say, the best is yet to come, because there's going to be improvements that are going to happen for office space for you, for where the guys are going, for training area that are just right behind us. All of that is just right there in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and I think that's something that, we've been looking forward to, knowing that we're part of that plan and that's moving forward at an accelerated pace now is something to look forward to every time you come to practice, every time you come to work, every time you go out on the road and you're promoting the PAW and making sure that people understand that this is one of the finest places to be a student athlete in the country.
10 years. We mentioned this is 10 years for you. Do you shake your head sometime and think, where did it go?
No. The only time I shake my head is when my wife texted me yesterday and said, the girls are 12 and 16. Where did it go? And they're going in and that's when you think about it. And the time goes by really, really quickly. But it feels like it's a project, right? And the project doesn't seem to end. And we love what we do every day. Like I said, I've got a great staff, great support people around us. The administration's been fantastic in supporting our program, and I think that there's always something to look forward to. And as you said, the best is yet to come, and we keep getting better, and we keep trying to improve every day. We came back from Coastal late last night and walked in the office this morning. The staff was here, and they were ready to get better. And I think that's the way the team's approaching the season, and that's the way I approach coming to Clemson to work every day.
Lastly, for those that kind of follow college soccer, and you and I talked about this last year as well, but there's been this talk about actually splitting the season between fall and spring. I know you're a proponent of that. Can you kind of give us what do you think that lies right now? Is that still, is that something that you think is going to come to fruition, or is that going to be kind of a battle between those that want and those that don't want?
Well, it to be honest with you, Don, the snowball is rolling downhill, mm-hmm. and it is now in the legislative hopper, and it will be voted on in April. There is legislation that's been proposed by the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12, and so there is legislation that's going forward, and it has gained incredible amounts of momentum because there's been new studies come out by NCAA commissioned committees that show that the health and welfare of our students with our current schedule is being jeopardized and compromised. And I've been very active in that, and it's just better for our student athletes academically. It's better for the student athletes athletically. And it's better for the sport. And so that is, it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of time. As a matter of fact, I've got to get on the conference call right now, and continue some of that work as we continue getting it to the April date where it's going to be voted on. But it's going to be better for everybody. The game has grown so much in this country over the past 10 years, my time at Clemson. The college game hasn't changed, and the college game needs to keep up, and this will help. Again, everybody involved in the game.
Oh, always great to visit with you. Appreciate the time. Looking forward to what is going to be a great season here at Clemson.
Thanks, Don. Always good to be there and hearing your voice, and can't wait to do those post-game interviews.
Well, we're looking forward to that. First one will be on the 30th this month at home against South Carolina. Tickets for men's soccer are available. You can go right online, clemsontigers.com, order tickets for the men's soccer events, also everything else right there at your fingertips regarding Clemson athletics. For Mike Noonan, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.